Nigerians are concerned about apparent slide to dictatorship. Some aides and some overzealous security officials have taken it upon themselves to inflict on the citizens of Nigeria a regime of fear. When there is no more respect for the liberty, freedom of Nigerians. Right now, the security officials can invade anybody's home and come up with trumped-up charges to investigate the house of someone who 24 hours earlier was actually working for the government. Our worry is that in Nigeria right now, we of the Opposition Political Party were being treated as prisoners of war. We want the international community to come to our aid in Nigeria and to note that this is exactly how Zimbabwe descended into what they have right now.
Alisa, the intelligence agency says that it recovered some incriminating items from the home of Mr.
James, you know what the incriminating items are? They say they went to his house and recovered $40,000. James Party, they went to someone's house, ransacked two of his homes in Sokoto, and all they could recover was $40,000. Now, we're a cash economy in Nigeria. There's a salary period. You don't know whether he's traveling with the money. You don't know how many wives he has, how many children he has, and what he planned for this long holiday with him, especially when he was traveling. And they recovered $40,000, five rifles for a retired colonel of Nigerian Army. 24 hours before then was a national security advisor of the country. And they saw about three bulletproof cars, armored cars. What is incriminating about it? There are so many homes that if you go to search in Nigeria, you see a lot of cars, a lot of armored cars. The security situation in Nigeria is not so good, and people actually buy armored cars for their personal protection. Are you going to patrol a government with two armored cars? I mean, it's laughable.
Alisa, but the agency said that Mr. Dasuki was not able to produce evidence of his ownership of the 12 new high-performance vehicles.
And what does this show you?
That he didn't.
Was there a report that he's dealing on stolen cars? If it's corrupt activities, we will not condone corruption. The PDP as a party and Nigerians will not condone. We have zero tolerance for corruption. Nobody wants to support corruption. But the truth is that in doing that, you must follow due process and rule of law. People are presumed innocent until the contrary improves. But what we are seeing right now in Nigeria is a situation where everybody and all the people who served under the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, have been deemed guilty of corrupt activities. It's just a policy of witch hunt.